everything, and everything was stories. Everybody told stories. It was a way of saying who they were in the world. It was their understanding of themselves. It was letting themselves know how they believed the world worked, the right way and the way that was not so right.
D'être né, le chemin est si beau, du berceau au tombeau. J'ai perdu mes lunettes, ça va être la fête. Les soldats sont partis couverts de confettis. Le temps est un bateau, la terre est un gâteau. Jardin, tenons-nous par la main. Le chemin est si beau, du berceau au tombeau. Nous nous promènerons dans l'odeur du goudron. Dans les papiers qui traînent, blancs comme des migraines, blancs comme des mâles blancs, près des chantiers dormants. Le chemin est si beau, du berceau au tombeau. Nous irons voir flamber la ville tuméfiée. La vie est une foire, j'ai mis ma robe en moire. Mon frère est un raté car il est décédé. Allons-nous dévorer dans les hôtels meublés. Nous aurons des mégots au fond du lavabo. À l'aube, les blessés cesseront de tousser. Nous aurons un bébé, nous l'entendrons pleurer comme de l'eau qui boue. Les enfants sont tous fous. Allons-nous promener, quel bonheur d'être né. Le chemin est si beau, du berceau au tombeau. J'ai perdu mes lunettes, ça va être la fête. Les soldats sont partis, couverts de confettis. Le temps est un bateau, la terre est un gâteau. Le temps est un bateau, la terre est un gâteau.
Barmy Night by the Department of Eagles, which is actually a project of Daniel Rosson, who is from Grizzly Bear. Took me a moment to remember, get my head around it. I came in a bit late today, so I'm not at all prepared. It's going to be a pretty average show, I have to admit. That's all right. Never mind. Department of Eagles is Fred Nicholas and Daniel Rosson. Daniel Rosson is, I really like Daniel Rosson. He's part of Grizzly Bear. There's two, I would say, I don't want to discredit the rest of the members of the band, but two main songwriters in Grizzly Bear, and he's one of them, and he sings and plays guitar and makes beautiful music. He also does solo music under his own name. You should check his album out. He's got a couple of albums out. I myself prefer his first album, which is called, I can't remember. Anyway, check it out. There's a track called Golden Mile and Silent Hour. Look for those beautiful songs. And before that, we had a track by John Fahey, which is called Jesus is a Dying Bed Maker, off his album America. And he is an acoustic guitarist, as you probably noticed, from Washington, D.C. in America. And he's been called one of acoustic music's innovators, great innovators and eccentrics, I'd say that's right. He makes pretty amazing guitar music, writes amazing guitar music, some of it inspired by Indian ruggas or varying multitude of different inspirations. So check him out. He's a cool guy. And before that was a track by Bridget Fontaine, who's a famous French pop musician. Sort of came into prominence in the 70s, a very eclectic woman. That was called Les Goudrons from her album Comme à la Radio. But somehow, even though she's a pop artist, I feel like that track fits within the atmosphere of today's show. Because The Fourth World, if you have never tuned in before, is not about genre, it's more about atmosphere. It's about creating a certain style, certain mood. Yeah. Before that, we started off with a track by Maggie Bjorklund, who, would you believe, if you remember the tune, is actually from Denmark. She's not from America. Because you'd be mistaken to think that she was most certainly American with the style of her music. It's something like desert, American desert, slide guitar, pop, something along those lines. But certainly you wouldn't think she was Danish. But she's a pedal steel guitarist, and I quite like the description that has been given to her, that she makes music that is the sound after the gunfight. So she's definitely someone I'd recommend. Check out her music. Really cool stuff. Really interesting take on pedal steel guitar, lap steel. I won't cheer you off. We will get on with the music. If you don't know, this is Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. You can also stream live at raglanradio.com, and I will put up the recording. I mean, I'll see how I go tonight. I don't know if I'll put up this recording for tonight, but anyway, the playlist is normally up there too, so check it out. And I will play some music now. This next track is a track by Low and Dirty 3. And if you don't know, both of those bands are wonderful, wonderful bands. Dirty 3 contains one of the Dirty 3 is Warren Ellis, who you may know as part of the Black Seed. Black Seeds, crikey. Blasphemy. The Bad Seeds, who are an Australian band. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Dirty 3, wonderful band. Warren Ellis, brilliant man. And Low, they're an American band. So yeah, check both of those two out in their separate forms, but also check this song out, which is them two together. It's a track called Lordy, and it's off the album In the Fish Tank 7.
Lord, save my soul. Lord, save my I was born in the desert, came on up from New Orleans. Came upon a tornado, so loud in the sky. I wheel around all day with the moon sticking in my eye. Hey, 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 all you young girls, wherever you're at. I got a brand new Cadillac, got a Ferrari too. Sure enough, baby, sure nothing is.
That you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made the change.
Door to door to see if there was someone who'd hold me.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to the Fourth World Ragdon Community Radio. That was a tune by Songs Ahia. It's about Songs, O-H-I-A. And that Songs Ahia is pretty much one man. It's Jason Molina, and he's from Ohio. And he also is the man behind Magnolia Electric Co. And his voice is not for everyone, but I really love his music, so especially Songs Ahia stuff. If you feel some connection to that, go and check out his albums. A couple of favourite tracks is Captain Badass and Didn't It Rain. Check them out, see what you think. Before that, we had a tune by New Zealand's very own Christchurch's proud son, Roy Montgomery, who is pretty famous, relatively, within the world of experimental electric guitar. Pretty well known globally, though, pretty talented guitarist. And that was a track called Downtown to Vesuvio. And for that, I had a tune called Sure Enough and Yes I Do by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band off their album Electricity. And Captain Beefheart, a very experimental wild fellow. He is also worth checking out for sure. As probably all of these people are. Before that, a little bit of banjo, a little bit of Rubens Wawa was the name of the track. That was by Tony Triska, and as probably you can figure out, that was banjo with Wawa pedal. Well, I'm guessing it sounded like it. Cool. I'm not going to chat too much. I'm not well prepared, so I'm going to keep it simple. Up next, tune by Warren Ellis and Nick Cave, who actually I mentioned earlier, who was, he's part of Dirty Three, and there was a track called Lordy that I played, which was the band Low and the band Dirty Three together. I wouldn't necessarily say typical, the sound of that song is typical for either of those bands, maybe more for Dirty Three, but both wonderful bands, check them out. But Warren Ellis, got another track by him, so maybe he's one of the patron saints of tonight's show. It's him and Nick Cave. They did a soundtrack for a movie called The Proposition. Good movie, very brutal, but a very great movie. Be prepared for some harsh outback sort of life and scary humans. So we've got a track by them coming up. It's called Down to the Valley off the Proposition soundtrack. You're listening to The Fourth World, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. Time.
But she died before my time.
Sisters came to me last night. Last night, they said there's a boat on the shore, a gas lantern and one oar. For your trip, go home. Tell your mother don't. Don't weep for me. Leave everything you have there. Beasts of the field and birds of the air. To trample and steal. Three sisters, tell me what you're called. Your name by me. one of love, said the first, the most noble aim on earth. And I am known by all. One of wealth, said the next, so your work's not meaningless. And I'm loved by most. The one of none, said the third, as her sister's face is turned. And they seem to forget me. With one of us, you must sail. It's always been and always will. Though no one's ever told you, my mother lived alone, so I have no need of love, and I have no wish to conquer men. I see no need for needy friends. My sisters laughed. Truly nothing that you need. You won't miss us when we leave. And I cast them out. To the boat I was led. As we approached, I turned and said, wait, I need some oil. I said to light the lamp, I need some oil. To steer the boat, I need two oars. The sister said, money can buy you oil, and a friend can man an oar.
You've come here looking for some sort of essential truth about the South, or some spiritual revelation, and you're not going to find it unless it happens by accident or by grace. These people know about it. I guess they have what Flannery O'Connor called the wise blood. The blood rules them. They don't rule the blood. You want to know the secrets of the South, you got to get it in your blood, and you ain't going to get a transfusion from the blood bank for it.
this writing for pleasure. Wheels without a room won't cost you nothing. Happiness removes. Driver, take me nowhere. Slide.
that was Steve Gunn. Oh, hold on a minute. And that was Steve Gunn and the Black Twig Pickers with Trailways Ramble. Steve Gunn and the Black Twig Pickers are separate entities, as far as I can tell. Steve Gunn's a New York singer-songwriter, and the Black Twig Pickers are a band that recreate tracks in the Appalachian style, as you can probably hear, banjos, harmonica, all that good stuff. Before that was another track by Maggie Bjorklund. I think I said earlier maybe she's one of the patron saints of tonight's show. She's got that sort of desert western sort of atmosphere that I'm going for. Well, somewhere between desert and the Appalachia. And then there was a little quote from Jim White, who's probably another one of the patron saints of the show tonight. You'll hear a proper track by him later on, and I'll talk about him. He's quite an interesting character. But before that was a track by Jay Tillman, or Josh Tillman, but he goes by the name of Jay Tillman, called Three Sisters. And he's certainly quite a character. His name's Josh Tillman, but he also goes by the name of Father John Misty. He's quite well known for that moniker. And Father John Misty is, I'd say, probably more humorous than Jay Tillman. But, yeah, he's got some pretty cool songs. In particular, check out a track called Last Night Josh Tillman Came to Our Apartment. Particularly for the lyrics, I really like the lyrics. He's a pretty funny and clever dude. But he's also a bit of a, bit of a dark horse. He wrote, he actually has writing credits on one of Beyonce's songs on her album Lemonade, the song Hold Up. Apparently he wrote the melody and the, and some lyrics and, hold on a minute. What does it say here? He wrote the first verse and the refrain. It's his lyrics and melody, and somewhere between where Beyonce picks up the baseball bat and decapitates the fire hydrant. So if you listen to that song, you'll be able to watch the video and find that little moment, and you'll know that was Josh Tillman. He was also the drummer for Fleet Foxes, which is also a pretty cool band, a sort of beardy, stroke your beardy band, but they've got some beautiful songs. And I think that's us up to date. So I am going to be here for another 15 minutes, I'd say. So hopefully I can fit in all the songs. Going to play a tune up next, which is quite an eclectic little track by a band called The Books. And if you know them at all, you'll know that, yes, they're a very sort of an eclectic kind of a bunch. They mix and match genres, styles, you know, techniques. So in a pretty innovative way. That doesn't really say anything, but check them out. They're a pretty good band. This is called The Lemon of Pink, number one, off the same album of the same name by The Books, and you're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM.
The Lemon of Pink. Flowing velvet. The lemon of pink. We'll be right back.
Lemon of Pink.
Camels dying in the desert. Dropping to their knees. War is man's nature, and I take notes aggressively. Of camels dying in the desert. Desert. As you watch the drought on TV from your rolling machine, separate the man from his place. Like to separate the canyon from its grave.
Sorry, that was a cut into that song a little bit. It's a beautiful song. Enjoy. And that was Gillian Welch with Revelator off her album Time, The Revelator. One of my all-time favorite country songs and country singers, guitarists as well. She's a country revivalist woman from America, obviously. But yeah, check out her albums. Stunning stuff, if you're into that sort of thing. It's about as twangy as I get, but I love it. It's not really twangy, but yeah. Before that was a track by Bill Callahan, also an American fellow who is one of my favourites. Check him out. Many, many hilarious, beautiful, delicate, ridiculous songs. A genius fellow with a genius sense of humour and wit. And also originally part of a band called Smog, which is a brilliant band too, with brilliant songs. This is pretty much me. This is my time up. I'm going to see if I can slip in that Jim White song that I promised before the next venerable DJ comes in. And it's a track by Jim White. Jim White's quite an interesting character. He was he was a professional surfer, and then he went into a sort of pretty odd career of quite different country sort of music, country folk sort of stuff. This is called Still Waters off his album Wrong Eyed Jesus. Thanks for listening. It's been a shambolic show, unprepared, etc., etc., but hopefully next week will be better, and hopefully you can stick with me and come back for a bit more of music from the kind of outer fringes, music from the fourth world. Okay, good night, see you soon, and this is Jim White with Still Waters.
Just before dawn by an old man. crying in the rain. He was drunk and he was lonely, yeah. As he passed by, he sang a hymn. And as I lay there listening, instead I just held my peace and waited till that old man moved along. And later on that day, about a quarter mile out of town, I found his body hanging in a grove of pines, swaying.
Join me on Raglan Talking to Raglan as I find out more about Whangaroa. It's Paul.